Okay, we're starting here at the top of Pei Bet, Amud Aleph, by the two dots. The Mishnah said, Shaya Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva makes a statement in the Mishnah that Kol Adamim Shenichnasu Lechaper VeHichal Psulim, that the pasuk that says that you're not allowed to bring a chatat prima, any dam from a chatat that's brought in will be pusel. Rabbi Kiva extends that or expands that not only to a chatat, but to all korbanot that are supposed to be on Mizbeach Chitzon. If you bring their dam prima, the chaper, that's problematic. Where it says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mashal L'mal Davar Domeh. This statement of Rabbi Akiva, what is it like? Where does Rabbi Akiva get this position that it doesn't just apply to a chatat, but applies broadly to all korbanot? So the Tamid, Shemazag Rabo Bichamin, a student, a servant that was serving his master, and he was diluting his wine, pouring his wine for him with hot water. The options of diluting the wine are with hot water or with cold water. V'amar lo Rabo, his Rabo says to him, Mazogli, dilute for me some wine. Amar lo, the Talmid says back to him, Bameh, what would you like me to do it with? Amar lo, the Rabo says back to him, Lo bechamim anu asukim. We're dealing with hot water now, achshav. Ben bechamim ben zonein. Now, you can do it either way, with hot or cold. Hachanami, also over here. Michdei, let us see, bechatat askinan. We're talking about a chatat. V'ati chatat, techtav rachmona, lamali. So then, that chatat that's written in the pasuk, what's the purpose of it? Alab, chatat kamin ala elokol kodshim. When I say the word chatat, I don't mean just chatat, I mean all the kodshim. So the way Tosos explains it here, Tosos is Rashi could mean the same thing as Tosos, Rashi might mean something else, which is Tosos has the simplest Lashon in terms of explaining. He says, the Mazogli, Lishna de Yeturahu. The fact that he says to him, dilute from me wine, is extraneous, unnecessary language. Dimizika shalchamim ayu asukim. That's exactly the topic that they were on, the action that they were involved in, involved Mizika. They're already doing diluting. So if he came out of his way to say, go ahead and dilute from me, Ubalamar, the Rabota Filutzonein, the fact that you mention again, dilute for me some wine, in the context of wine being diluted already, indicates that you mean something beyond what we're doing right now, something beyond what we're doing currently. So currently, he's diluting wine with hot water, and he says to me, please, dilute me some wine. Well, that means that he is looking or offering him the option to do something besides that which is in front of him right now, which is the dilution by hot water. He should also do it with dilution of cold water. So too by the Parsha. The Parsha in which it's written, V'chol chatat, asher yivod dama pnima, any chatat that has a blood brought internally into the Eichal, into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, either way, that makes it into a pasul korban, that parsha is talking about a chatat. Why do you have to tell me b'chol chatat? In fact, the Torah goes and says b'chol chatat in the parsha or in the context of a chatat already indicates to me that it's opening up the door to other things. Otherwise, it just couldn't say, right, b'chol karban, b'chol zebach, could have just used a generic term that would reference the parsha in which the context is. In fact, now it says b'chol chatat teaches me that it's not just the chatat, we're opening the door to other karbanot. That's the position of Rabbi Akiva. I'll be honest with you, it's not the simplest reading. This mashal is not so simple. You'll see now, this the retort, or the other side, seems to me to be much more simple. So, Matkifla, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua, Michte. Drabu kol kodashim legabi mizbeach, leinim mariko v'shtifa. When it comes to mariko and shtifa, all kodashim are included in terms of the mizbeach, which means the requirement to clean out, rinse out, all utensils, metal utensils that are used for korbanot, because they absorb from the tam of the korbanot, so you have to clean them out. Chatat dichtav rachman olamali. Then why does the pasuk there specify chatat? Shma mina, chatat in, mida achrin alo. Then when it mentions chatat, it's telling you chatat yes, other items no. So this would make more sense. V'halo damya, ella, this the mashal is more appropriately this. The Talmid shemazag l'rabo ben b'chamim ben mitzonein. Talmid was working in front of his Rebbe, dealing with hot and cold water he's diluting. Amar lo, al tibzogli, ella b'chamim. Right, don't pour for me or don't dilute for me except with hot water. So that makes, and truthfully, that makes more sense in the pasuk. B'chol chatat usually would mean exactly what it says. Chatat and nothing else. Even if you're in the context of a chatat. The chatat is a yitura, but fine, if the word chatat itself, it, to mean other karbanot, is much more difficult.
You're comparing two different types of cases.
I think the difficulty with Rabbi Kiva's position is that the word chatat should mean other karbanot. I mean, that usually when we have a yitura, the Quran, we call chatat, or eta chatat. You have some other word in addition to the word chatat that would say to you, add other karbanot. But you're using the word itself, chatat, I think that's what they're showing from the second limud is, the word chatat itself is usually a narrowing, not an expansive. Right, it's only chatat, not something else. Now you're going to use the word chatat. Yes, it's extra. Yes, the context is different. But the word chatat itself doesn't usually mean inclusive or expansive. So I think that's their claim against the position of Rabbi Akiva. Ella, so what is it? Time of Rabbi Akiva, mechatat v'chol chatat. So this Rabbi Akiva learns it out, not from the word chatat itself, but rather from chol chatat. Titania chatat en liel chatat, kol she kodoshim inayin, tamalomar kol chatat. So this makes, so this is something that you can relate to. You have the word chatat, gives you a narrow definition. Then you have the word kol, that says there's a ribui on top of this chatat. So that brings in all the other kol she kodoshim. Now what about kol she kolim inayin, tamalomar vim, kol chatat. So in addition to the kol, we have vim, kol chatat, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amelo Rabbi Yosef Lila, fila tamirabe, kol yom kolo. If you go ahead and include everything all day long, any shomelecha, and I'm not listening to you, it's the chatat, only ala chatat yachid. When it says the word chatat, that refers just to the chatat of yachid. Chatat etzibor minayin. How do I know that a chatat etzibor is also included? Tam alomar, kol chatat. Only ala chatat zachar, chatat nekeva minayin. I only have a chatat zachar, but a chatat nekeva minayin. Tam alomar, vichol. So that's the inclusion of Rabbi Yosef Lili. He says, I start with the yachid, then I move to a tzibor, and then I move to from the gender of the animal from a zachar to a nekeva, where it says v'kalfilayo, to be just the opposite. The standard chatat that comes, the standard chatat of yachid comes from a nekeva. So what do you mean? Oh, I already know males. Now I'm going to include females. So elachik gemar in li elo chatat nekeva. I only know a chatat nekeva. Chatat zachar minayin. How do you know to include also a chatat zachar? Tamadomar v'chol chatat. So they reverse it and say that, okay, we know chatat nekeva, then we move to chatat zachar. So the toast over here says that ema keva dekvar ribo chatat zibur. If you already include a chatat zibur only comes from zacharim. The chatat of a yachid comes from an ekevot, and there is even sometimes it comes from zachar, sarir, nasi. But chatat zibur is only from zacharim. If you already included chatat zibur, he says, I don't know why, then the standard should have been zachar. And then it should have been merabe nekeva. So it says it would have made more sense to me if the gears is reversed. He just leaves it as that. He says, I think it should be the other way around. That the first, we know Nekeva, then we include Zachar, and the Gemara says, Kafi Laya. No, we know Zachar, should come and include Nekeva. So he just says, maybe it should be reversed. And then he says, the next limud, we're going to see there's an additional limud for those who don't learn, like Rabbi Akiva, to include a Chatat. That additional limud, he says, I don't know where they get the other items from. The limud that they bring it from is a Korban Tzibor of Rosh Chodesh. That Korban Tzibor of Rosh Chodesh only includes a Chatat Zachar B'Tzibor. Because where do you get all the other Chatot from if you include it from that other pasuk? He just leaves it as a question, but just to note that problem in Limud. So Rabbi Yosef Lili, hi Kuala Hochiwata. This is what the pasuk Rabbi Yosef Lili uses. This pasuk for this. Vatan Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, Kola Inyan Kulo Inim Daber La Parim Nisafim Isarim Nisafim. That pasuk of Chol Chatat is not speaking about bringing in the dam of a chatat achitzona bifnim, but rather it's talking about in the parsha of parim nisrafim sirin nisrafim that lisrof psulehem a beit abira. That if something goes wrong with a chatat chatot apnimiyot, you don't take them outside. Where are they normally burnt? The chatot apnimiyot, their dam is sprinkled inside the heichal in the different locations depending on which one. Their emurim, their chelim goes on the mizbeach. And the remainder of the animals taken out to the Beit HaSreifa, taken outside the Shlosh Machanot and burnt. What happens if something goes wrong with the Chatot HaPrimiot? Do you also take it out to the Beit HaSreifa to burn it? Because Eli says, no. That Kol Chatat Asher Yuvad Dama Pnima, that any Chatat whose blood normally goes in, which is a Chatat HaPrimiot, that requires a Sreifa, but a Sreifa where it's found right now. Where is it found right now? In the Mikdash. That means that it needs a Sreifa in the Arizara. V'mod V'lo Taseach Lato. And then afterwards it says, Latat Lo Tochal, you're not allowed to eat it by all Chatot HaPrimiot. But here also, when it goes pasul, you're not allowed to eat it. Samerlo, chatat shifnas damad lifnai lifnim minayin. So how does he know? If that's what he uses the pasul, he says this pasul is speaking about parim nisafim, sirim nisafim, chatot apnim yot. Where does he know the fact that if you take a chatat chitzuna into the heichal, that there's some problem with it? He says, well, I have a pasuk in the little story with Moshe and Aaron. And the story of Moshe and Aaron in Parashat Shmini, where Moshe comes and asks Aaron, why did you burn? Why are you not eating the chatat? So he says, Shema, why? Hein lo huvat dama pnima. Aaron says, no, the dam was not brought inside, implying, had the dam been brought inside the echal, there would have been a problem with this chatat. So that shows you that there's a restriction against bringing the blood. So the Gemara says, let's bring the Rabbi Akiva kamar. Basically, that's where he learns it out from. So then why over here in the bright that the Rabbi Yosef Lili say it's out of our pasuk here? He says, he was speaking Rabbi Akiva's Russia. He says, look, for me, I learn out parim nisrafim chatot apnimio from the pasuk that you're darshaning. Number two is I learn out bringing a chatat pnima from the pasuk by Moshe and Aaron, by Darosh Darash Moshe in Parashat Shmini. Ah, why did I just say to you, you should do chatat echid, chatat tibur, all of that? I'm just saying, according to your drasha, I don't buy your drasha that's even talking about what you think it's talking about. If you're going to make your drasha, this is what I think you should do. And that's what Rabbi Yosef Glia says, let's drive Rabbi Kiva Kamar. On this, Tosfos asks, that's what we just said before, well, if he learns out that you're not allowed to bring dam, pnima, from the Chatat of Aaron, what was the Chatat of Aaron? It was the Sirosh Chodesh. Sirosh Chodesh is the Chatat Tzibur, that's a Zechar. Well, now, where does Rabbi Yosef Glia know about any other Chatot? A regular Chatat HaYachid, that's brought pnima, how does he know that's Pasul? All he has is a Chatat Tzibur Zechar. He doesn't have include anything else. Where does he know to include all the other Chatot? He doesn't have that Riboy. If the fact that the Gemara here needs a Riboy, when we say the word Chatat, we have to go one by one and include each one of them, how come by Rabbi Yosef Glia we don't have that requirement as well? Tosfos leaves that as a tema as well. You're right, Mishnah. Chatat, she kibel dama b'shnei kosot. If a chatat, they have to capture the blood, the entirety of the blood, the kabbalat dam, but it was done in two separate utensils. Yitzah achem ma'en l'chutz. If one of those utensils, one of those kosot was taken outside the mikdash, outside the azara, a primi kasher, the one that remains inside is kasher, and you'll do the zrikat adam with the one that remains inside. Nichnas achem ma'en pnima, or lefnim, one of them is taken inside the heichal. So now he has one inside the heichal, one still in the azara. This is says, whatever's left outside, you use that, and it's not a problem. Chamimim poslim, chamim say no. Once the one goes inside, both of them are problematic. Amar Rabbi Yosef Glili, ma'im b'makom sh'machshava poselet b'chutz. When we're talking about chutz, where you can have a machshavet psul, meaning you can have machshava chutz l'mkomo, and that will be poselet. Yet, lo aset mishuyar, kiyot say, right, we don't make that which is left inside, like that which went outside. Makom sh'ena machshava poselet b'fnim. We know already that, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, that it does not apply machshava, the machshava chutz l'mkomo, does not apply to the heichal, only applies to out azara. Shouldn't certainly though what is left over in the azara be different or kasher, not like that which is neem? That's Rabbi Yosef Glili's statement. The Gemara will deal with the Rabbanan's response to that. Now we have a new piece of the Mishnah. Nichnas lechaper afal pish lo kiper pasul divrei Rabbi Elazar, that if you took it in to do a kapara, but you never actually do anything with it, Rabbi Elazar says, still pasul. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad shechaper. Rabbi Shimon says, you have to actually execute on it. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yichnis shogei kasher. If he does it by accident, then it's still kasher. This is the three-way machloket. That'll be in tomorrow's daf. Now today's daf, we'll discuss what the reasoning behind their machlokes is. Kol admim psulim, shenatnu agabi mizbeach. Any dam pasul that gets put on the mizbeach, lo hirtza tzitz. The tzitz does not help to be meratzeh. Ela ala tuma, or ala tame. Only tuma is helped by the tzitz, because the tzitz overrides tuma, but nothing else. Tzitz takes care of things that are tamei on the mizbeach, not things that are outside, go outside the azara, things with other psulim in them. Yet, we've been saying all along in this parak, in the previous parakim, that imalu, lo yerdu. If you have a psul b'kodesh, if it ends up in the mizbeach, we don't take it back down. So as Rashi points out over here, yeah, you don't take it back down, but that doesn't mean it's meratzeh. When it goes on the mizbeach, we don't take it down, we leave it on the mizbeach, but for the baalim, it's not meratzeh. On the other hand, by tuma, if it ends up in the mizbeach, not only is it it's also meratzeh, that the baalim are yotzeh yedei chovatan. So that would be the difference between the tzitz being meratzeh and the tzitz not being meratzeh. Ritzui of the tzitz means that the baalim are yotzeh yedei chovatan. Imalu, lo yerdu, is a separate din that once it ends up in the mizbeach, we don't take it down from the mizbeach. That does not imply anything about the to the benefit of the baalim or those that brought that korban.
What is the picture?
By accident, they ended up on mizbeach. Now the baalim don't have to bring a new korban because the tzitz meratzeh makes a ritzui. It works as if the korban was a kosher korban on mizbeach. Right, Tanya. I'm Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Kal v'chomer. So now we have a more expansive view of this discussion between Rabbi Yosef Aglili and the Chachamim. Ma b'mkom she'machshava poselet b'chutz, lo pasal dam sh'b'chutz et she'bifnim. But just like outside, where the machshava of pigol, of chutz l'mkomo, is problematic, lo pasal dam sh'b'chutz et she'bifnim. If one of the cups goes out, that which is inside is fine. Makom she'ina machshava poselet b'fnim. Einu din sh'lo yisol dam sh'bifnim. Certainly then, the dam that goes into the echal should not affect the dam that's left in the azara, sh'b'chutz. Amalei, Ari Omer, we already have a pasuk that expressly says, asher yuva mi dama, it's brought mi dama. Midama is from the mem, is a narrowing of not all dama, la kol dama, ela mixat dama. So asher yuva midama, some of its blood spread inside, afilu mixat dama, and it's posel. So the Torah's demand of something, or when something is pasul, because asher yuva midama pnima, that's only midama and not kol dama. That means even if a portion of it ends in, it ruins the whole karban. If you want to do that, then kam b'chomer deyotzei. Then let's reverse the logic now. If you want to insist that when it goes inside, it's posel both of them, then it should be posel both of them when you go yotzei. Mi'ata umah makom she'ein machshava posel bifnim. Let's reverse the kam b'chomer now. If machshava chutz l'mkomo does not affect the heichal, posel dam shebifnim et shebachutz, Then dan that's taken into the echal does affect the dan that's left in the azara. Makom shem machshava puselet, the place where machshava does affect, where's that? That's outside the azara. Bachut enu din shivsel dam shechutz shepivnim. And if you take one cup out, certainly it should be pusel the cup that's left in the azara. Amaleo harei omer asher yuva. Yuva is ba nichnas pusel veino yotzei pusel. So each time they have to bring a pasuk to prove. So he had a kavachomer. Rabbi Yosef Gluli says, "Well, if you're going to say this about the outside, then certainly it should work inside." They said, "We have a pasuk." Go, okay. If you have a pasuk for the inside, then we should change the din about what happens when you take it out. They said, "We also have a pasuk for that." The same pasuk that says yuva going in also tells us that going out is not affected the same way. He uses it for parimin sofim and tirimin sofim. That's what we just had at the end of the previous gemara there about Tanya Rabbi Yosef Gluli. That's why he doesn't have all these drashot that they have. He doesn't have them. But he's saying, I'm saying in your logic, he's saying the chachamim. He's saying in your logic, how do you deal with this? You have a puzzle that tells you some information. Then let's extrapolate through a kavachomer. Then the chachamim are bringing him a drash each time. That's what's going to happen. So then he says, v'tei machshava bifnim poselet. If that's the case, let's use the machshava bifnim should be poselet. If given the parameters that we have now, we know that when you take dam inside, it affects the dam in Ezra. You take lab outside, doesn't affect the lab. So now if we know that machshava is posel b'chutz, then certainly machshava should be posel bifnim. So that's what he says, mikav b'chomer, ma b'kom shlo posel dam shibachutz, it should bifnim, machshava poselet. When you take things outside the Ezra, it doesn't affect the dam inside, but yet there is still a problem with chutz l'mkomo. A place where the dam, when it goes into the echal, affects the dam on the outside. Certainly, the machshava of chutz l'mkomo should affect you in the echal. And we're doing a pasuk again. This is a drasha that we've seen before in the Gemara, back on Daf Chavtet. On Chavtet, the Gemara says, "Makom she mushlash b'dam basar b'murim." That Yom HaShlishi is not just Shlishi, meaning the third day, but Shlishi is Mishulash. Badam, Babasar, Bemurim. A place where all three of these items can be brought. Only in a place where you can bring all three of these items is there a problem of Chutz L'mkomo. Well, that applies to Chutz L'Azara, does not apply to the Eichal. Why is that? Because the Chutz L'Azara, you can eat Basar, that is with a Shlamim. You can eat it out there. Well, Dam and Emurim, since when can you do that? Chutz L'Azara. So Rashi tells us over here, that's referring to in the time of Heter HaBamot. In the time of Heter HaBamot, one could have brought a Bama and had the Dam and the Chilev been outside or inside of Yerushalayim. Those places were permissible in terms of bringing the Karbanot. So therefore, Yerushalayim is classified as an area that is Mishulash, a place where you can bring Dam, Emurim, and Basar. That's not true of the Eichal. In terms of the Eichal, you can bring Dam, there's Dam that goes in because those are the Chatot HaPnimiyot. But as far as Emurim never end up inside the Heichal. So therefore, that's not a Mokom Mishulash, but rather is excluded from the Pasuk. Only that which is outside, not which is inside. Tosafot, back on Chokhtet Amud Aleph, brought a series of other options as to why I explain what is Mokom Mishulash. In the end, the one that he favors is... is from a Rav Yom Tov Yileim. Mifarish from Makom Mishulash Hainu Shiachshov Lizrok from Makom Shedam Basar Imurim Psulim. Did you have to do it in a place that if you brought those items there, they'd be pasul? Kigom Mechashev Lizrok Kodshim Kalim Chutz LiYerushalayim. If you have that, Aval Machshev Lizrok BiYerushalayim. If you had a Machshev to do the Zrik in Yerushalayim, Lo Tein Shum Psul BaBasar VeKodshim Kodshim Afilu BiYerushalayim Kim Mizeh Makom Shloshtam Psulim. And that makes the most sense here. That the problem has to be a problem that if you have a machshava in those places to do something, that they're probably they be posel all three items. So inside of Yerushalayim for Kodesh Kodeshim, everything is pasul. You're not allowed to take the basar out of the Azara into that place. You're not allowed to take the Emurim to there. If you have a machshava about dam, you bring them there, they're all problematic. That's not true of the Eichal. If you have a machshava about the Eichal, if you bring the basar inside the Eichal, those aren't problematic. So that's why Tosfos learns Makom Ha Mishulash over here. So now, the Gemara says, okay, now once you give me that information, let's work the other way. If I know Machshav doesn't work in the Eichal, let's take it the other way and say that Machshav shouldn't be posel b'chutz. Why? When you bring dam into the Eichal, it affects not only that dam, but even left in the Azara. in machshava poselet bifnim, then the machshava does not affect in the eichal. If you have machshava to bring it into the eichal, makom shelo pasal dam shebachutz, in a place where if you take the dam outside etz bifnim, it doesn't affect the dam was left in as a right. Who din shelo yipusel machshava bachutz? Then certainly the machshava shouldn't affect what's outside. Chutzum kamo should not apply to outside. Tamalomer shlishi chutz is mano pigul chutzum kamo. That's what we learn out of the pasuk. The pasuk teaches us that only is there a problem of chutz lizmano, which is Yom HaShlishi, but since we have the Sukkim Yom HaShlishi a number of times, we have it in Parshat Tzav, and we have it in Parshat Kiddushim, as well as a mention in Parshat Achrim Hod. And we learn from that, if you remember, the Gemara Darshan, that the one of those Shlishis is, Im Einu Imli on the Chutz Lizmano, Teyu Neyu, the Chutz Lim Komo. So here the word Shlishi is Chutz Lizmano, Pigul Chutz Lim Komo, from the original Pasuk. So what they're doing is he's going for each one of them and saying that it would have been kavuchomer, and what they're doing each time is bringing him a pasuk. Now the illogic is so much problematic. Tosfos asked in the previous Amud about there are other things that be porech the kavuchomer. But he said no. But basically what they're doing is they're just showing that you need a pasuk for each one of these items. Without a pasuk, the logic would have suggested maybe you can't learn this way. So what we're going through is each of the limudim. How do we know all of these pieces of information? You have four basic dinim. You have a din that machshava is not poselet bifnim. You have a second din, machshava is poselet b'chutz. You have another din, which is that if you're machnis a kos pnima, that it affects the kos in the ezera. And you have a fourth din, which is that if you take a kos outside, it doesn't affect the kos that's still in the ezera. All four of those items, what are the limudim for them? The one, the limud for the fact that if you take it inside, it's posel what's outside, is from the word henuva midama. For the word midama, only portion of the dam goes in, it affects what's outside. What about the fact that the din, that if you take it out, it doesn't affect the one that's still left in the ezera? That's from henuva pnima. The hava'ah is problematic, not yitzi'ah. Now what about the din about machshava? Machshava pnim doesn't affect because you have the word shlishi. That's been makoma mishulash, bedam, basar, and emurim. According to Rashi, Tosfos each one in their own way. The last thing left we have to say is when you do machshava chutz, it's pasul. That's the pasuk we're bringing now. The word shlishi teaches us. The main inyan zmano is teaching us the inyan makomo, and therefore the word pigul over there is chutz lim koma. So that's how we know that chutz lim koma is problematic. Basar, you'd say the chutz pasul, and ichnas lifnim kasher. This is no longer dam. Till now we were talking about dam. Now we're talking about basar. Basar that goes outside the azara, outside the place where it's entitled to be eaten, is pasul. But if you take basar into the echal, it's still kasher. Shei b'din, shei b'dekal b'chomer, shei pasul. Umah b'makom shelo pasal dam shebachutz shebifnim. In a place where you take dam outside and it's posel, it doesn't affect the dam that's left inside. Basar you say the chutz pasul. Over there, when you take the basar out of the mechitzah, it's pasul. Makom shelo pasal dam shebifnim. The place where you take the dam into the echal, it's pasal shebachutz. It ruins that which is left outside in the ezera. Basar and if that's bifnim, no din she is so. Then certainly basar that's taken in the echal should be pasul. Harei omer midama dama velo basar. And it says that yibuhuva midama. The only problem is dam and not basar. So that would teach us that the din affects only one, not the other. Me'ata. Okay, now if you want to say that, so mama kom shebasal dam shebifnim shebachutz. Let's reverse the kavachomer now. If in the place, the heichal, where you take dam in, it affects the dam that's left in the azara, basar nichnas lefnim kasher, basar that's taken into the azara is kasher, makom shelo pasal dam shebachutz et shebifnim. In a place where you take the dam outside the designated area, outside the azara, it does not affect the dam that's left inside the azara. Basar you'd say the chutz ain't udin shekasher, then certainly basar is taken outside of the confine should also be kasher, kavachomer. Arei omer, we have the pasuk, basar basadet treifa lo tochelu. And the basar basadet treifa comes to teach us, kevin sheyatza basar chutz lemichitzato ne'esar. Once basar leaves its designated area, it becomes asur, comes pasul, and that's when we learn out from the pasuk, basar basadet treifa lo tochelut. Because basadet means something that has no mechitzot. So that is something that loses its mechitzot. What's that? That's something that's taken outside of its boundaries. You broke the mechitzot down. Once you break the mechitzot down, lo tochelu, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. What about dam? Rashi says here, what about dam? Dam ayotzei b'chutz. Dam that's taken outside of the designated area. How do you know it's pasul? Rashi asks. She says, but dam ayotzei kal b'chomer mibasar ati. Rashi says that dam, the fact we know that dam that's yotzei is pasul, we know it have a kal b'chomer. Kal b'chomer from basar. If basar that goes out is pasul, then certainly the dam is pasul. Ve'aod nafkalan. We have another limud for this. Mehen lo yuvayet damal kodesh pnima. Because it says in the pasuk by the Moshe and Aaron, by the Rosh Rash Moshe, et ha-kodesh ha-kodesh pnima, amar lahem shem ha-ichnasim lifnim, amar lahem hen lo duvayet damal kodesh. Shem ha-chus mechitzata yetza, maybe the blood was taken out. Amar lo ma pnima ha-ita. It was still inside. So the fact that Aaron answered Moshe that was still inside indicates that which was going outside is pasul. So either way, Rashi says, we don't have, the Gemara doesn't give us a limud for how do you know the dam that's taken outside the Azara is pasul. Rashi gives you two options. One option is that it's a kal v'chomer from basar. The other option he gives you is that we learned that from the pasuk by Moshe and Aaron in Shmini, where Moshe is questioning Aaron about the seir chatat, which we'll have in the Gemara coming up on the Daf Kuf Aleph. But over there he says to them, did you bring it in? Did you take it out? And Aaron says, I didn't take it out. So the fact that he's saying I didn't take it out would imply that if he did have taken the dam out, it would have been problematic. Right, so now, Tanur Rabbanan. Pnima. In the Allah, Pnima, Heichal Minayin. The psul of bringing the dam, it says, Heinu vad dama pinu al omoed, that you bring the dam inside, it says pnima. Pnima sounds to be all the way in to what? The Kodesh HaKodeshim. Hey, chal minayim, how do I know if you only bring the dam to the Kodesh? It's also problematic. Tamalomar el Kodesh pnima. But that's unnecessary. Vayomer Kodesh, vayomar pnima. So let us just say the word Kodesh, and we went in to go to Kodesh, and kal vachomer the Kodesh HaKodeshim, because the only way to get the Kodesh HaKodeshim is through the Kodesh. So why do you have to give me both of them? So he says, I'm a rabba, ba zeh, v'limid el zeh. This is a limud that comes, one teaches you on the other. Midahav a tosha v'sachir. It's like the din of tosha v'sachir by a kohen. A kohen who is machil truma to anybody that is a member of his family, or anybody who is a kinyan kaspo, is owned by him. So toshav and zachir, the tanya, toshav, ze kanui kinyan olam. Toshav refers to someone, an eved ivri, that is staying until the yovel. Someone died, it was near Tzara, this week's parsha, staying until the yovel. Zachir, ze kanui kinyan shanim. This is someone who is a regular eved ivri, is going out on the seventh year. Yomar toshav, val yomar zachir. Why do you have to tell me both? If someone who's staying till the Yovel doesn't eat Shuma from the Kohen, then certainly someone's only there for 6 years is not going to. So, by Yomar Sechir, Vani Omer, Kanoi Kinyon Olam Ein Ochel, Kanoi Kinyon Shanim Lo Kol Shekein, because Ilu Kain, it was just written, just Kinyon Olam, Ayti Omer, Toshav, Ze Kanoi Kinyon Shanim. I would have taken the least Kiddush in the Pasuk. If I didn't have both Toshav and Sechir, and just the word Toshav, I would assume the word Toshav means an Eved Ivri that works for 6 years. Aval Kanoi Kinyon Olam, Yehei Ochel, that he could eat. The one who's Kone Kuni Olam could eat it. Basachir, Vilimed Al Toshav. In fact, I have two words now teaching me that one of them refers to Kinyan Shanim, and one of them refers to Kinyan Olam. Shezeh Kanoi Kinyan Olam. Vizeh Kanoi Kinyan Shanim. Ve'in Ochel. And both of them do not eat. So I need one of them to teach me the other. So also over here, we'll have the same thing. If I only had the word Kodesh, I would have assumed the word Kodesh referred to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Now that I have the word Pnima to teach me Pnima is Kodesh HaKodeshim, now I know that the word Kodesh means Kodesh and not Kodesh HaKodeshim. So that's what Rava says. It was necessary to write both of them, because I had only written one of them, I would assume the least Kiddush. The least Kiddush is talking about Kodesh HaKodeshim, not Kodesh. Now that I have both of them, I know it refers to both Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodeshim. So Amar Le'Abayi says to Rava, Bishlama Hotam Trey Gufe Ninu. Over there, there are two different people. There's a Kinyan Shanim, there's a Kinyan Olam. So okay, you can separate them. It could have just written explicitly a nirtza. Someone got his ears pierced and staying till the Yovel shouldn't eat. And the other one even known by Kabachom. The simplest way for the Torah to deal with this, but not to use the word Toshav, not to use the word Sachir, but rather just say nirtza lo yochal. If it nirtza lo yochal, I'd also know that a Kinyan Shanim is not Ochel. Milta dati b'Kabachom or Tarfa Kotel b'Kra. Something that could have come through a Kabachom. Sometimes the Torah writes it explicitly. So that I understand. Of a Hacha, came to Ifsal b'Echal, Lifnai b'Lifnim, my boy. Once it's Pasul in the Echal, what do I need to know about Lifnai b'Lifnim? If it's Pasul in the Kodesh, in Kodesh HaKodeshim, there's nothing to talk about. The only way to get to access to Kodesh HaKodeshim is through the Kodesh. So once I know that Kodesh is Pasul, then obviously Lifnai b'Lifnim is Pasul. So what? There's not, you don't even have to have a Kal v'Chomer. Forget about a Kal v'Chomer. Why did the Torah just write Kodesh Pasul? And that means the Kodesh, not the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And I would have known Kodesh HaKodeshim not from a Kal v'Chomer, but because you access. The only way to get to the Kodesh HaKodeshim is through the Kodesh. So Elam Arbayi lo nitzruch el derech mishupash. The reason for El Kodesh Pnima is come to teach you what happens if you made an access. Rashi claims here, mishupash is derech akum. If you go in a convoluted manner, what is a convoluted manner? Rashi says, "Kagon derech gagin valiot beit hamikdash or beit kodesh hakodeshim belulim." That you enter through the roof of the kodesh hakodeshim in the area where the workers used to go in to fix the kodesh hakodeshim. They used to lower them from the roof of the kodesh hakodeshim. So you access it without going through the kodesh. So if you do that, then you do need a pasuk. You need a pasuk to teach me that even when you don't do the normal access, you still need to have an Easter. There's still a problem of bringing it inside. That's the way Rashi learns it. Tosus, on the other hand, says, Lo nitzuchal derech mishupash. So that he says, Venira, Tosus gives a whole bunch of other options of how he gets in there. One of them is that he comes in through the lul in the back. Remember in Izum Koman, there was a small window that opened up behind the Kodesh HaKodashim to make the area behind the Kodesh HaKodashim kosher for Shkitat Karbanot. He says, maybe he came through that lul. Maybe he came through there. Maybe he knocked a door in the wall on the southern or northern sides. Because it says you have to come in Pnei Omoed. You have to go in facing the Omoed, facing the Kodesh HaKodashim. If you enter from the side, that's not facing it when you enter. So maybe that would be a way to get around it. Or, a person walks sideways into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Instead of walking face forward into it, walks in sideways. So all of these things would preclude them from being included in this Pnei Omoed. They're facing the Omoed. Since you're not facing the Omoed when you do them, maybe they should not be problematic. The additional Libud comes to teach me, even in those instances, it's problematic when you bring them down that way. Tosus gives a whole bunch of options. He talks also about a Gemara in Shavuot that seems to indicate differently, but there he solves that difference between our Gemara and that Gemara. Right, so now the Gemara says, how could it be? Amar le Rabba, v'ha havot tive. It says hava, and hava means coming in the normal way. Va, not coming in a derech mishupash. Amar Rabba, kol midi dechashiv alei difnei lifnim, lo misa beheicha. Anybody who has a machshova to do something lifnei lifnim is not affected by the heichau. That the ayle derech tachim brought it in through the normal doorways. Then the Pasuk teaches us that if his intention is to bring it all the way lifnei lifnim, that he's not intending to bring it to the Kodesh. He wants to bring it to the Kodesh HaKodashim. Then it's not affected by the Heichal. So therefore, if I bring it back out, it would not be problematic.
Can you explain this? What's Rabbi's point here?
Rabbi says that we learn out the word huva, that it has to come derech hava'ah, and that the limud from the Pasuk, why does the Pasuk go out of its way to teach us about Kodesh and Pnima? That's to teach us that the hava'ah, the intention of bringing it in, either has to be for the Kodesh HaKodashim or for the Eichal. If you intend to bring it into the Lifnei Lifnim, into the Kodesh HaKodashim, it's not pasul until you get it into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Huva'ah Pnima, Huva'ah LaKodesh, when you intend to bring it into the Eichal, it'll be pasul when you reach the Eichal. That's important. You have to have intent for where you're bringing it. If you don't carry out the intent of where you're bringing it, then it's not pasul. If you only went into the Kodesh, and not the Kodesh HaKodashim, when you intended to go to Kodesh HaKodashim, it would not be pasul. Why do we need both? Why do we need both Kodesh and Pnima? Why do we need both Kodesh HaKodashim and the Heichal mentioned here? Because Rabbah says the word Hava means you're going in the normal way. If you're going the normal way, the only way to get to Kodesh HaKodashim is through the Kodesh. If you just told me about Kodesh, I would have known about Kodesh HaKodashim. So what's the answer? The answer is that Hava'ah teaches you that only, you have to know what your intent is. If a person is intending to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, then when he goes into the Kodesh, it's not Pasul. It's only Pasul when he reaches the Kodesh HaKodashim. But if he intended to go to the Heichal, then bring in due kapara there, then it'll be pasul when he reaches the Eichal. It has to do with what your intent is when you bring the blood in.
Does Rava address the idea of going directly into the Eichal?
No, he says that's not what the pasuk's talking about. He says it won't be problematic, because the pasuk says Hava'ah, it has to be derech Hava'ah, not in an unusual manner. If it's an unusual manner, it wouldn't be pasul, according to Rava. By Rava, Paralam Dabshal Tzibur, Seir Avodat Chachamim, whose blood is supposed to be brought into the Eichal, not into the Kodesh HaKodashim. There must not damar dan k'neged ha-parochet, but not lifnei lifnim. So then what happens? That he brought damam lifnei lifnim. If he brings dam from these two korbanot, then do go into the Eichal, but they're not supposed to go into lifnei lifnim, he brings lifnei lifnim. Mi'amrin ela kodesh p'nima, kohecha de korinin ela kodesh, korinin lei p'nima. Only when it's problematic to bring into the Eichal, it's also problematic to bring in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Kohecha de lo korinin ela kodesh, lo korinin p'nima. If it's not problematic to bring in the Eichal, it's also not problematic to bring in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Odilma, shalom mikomonu. Or anything that's in the wrong place is considered to be huvatama pinima. So that's what's the case here. Bim tim salomar, if you want to say shalom mikomonu, and when it talks about these karbanot that you can bring into the Eichal, but you cannot bring into the Lefanim Pnim, and it would be problematic to bring into the Lefanim Pnim, parsi yoshiyome kippurim. What about parsi yoshiyome kippurim? Abadim. Parsi yoshiyome kippurim have their blood brought even into the Kodesh HaKodashim. So you do that as the oath that you're supposed to do, ben abadim, inside of the Lefanim Pnim, votziyome Eichal. And then you take them into the Eichal, we have to do the other, matnot dam on the prochet. And then you go back into the Lefanim Pnim unnecessarily. True, they are allowed to go in, but your avoda was already done inside, and now you take them back in, even after the avoda. What's the din? Mi aminim akomanu. Do we say that they have a right to go in there? They're allowed to go in there. Oh, timahol v'nafak nafak. Once he's done with the avoda, and then he goes out, they become impermissible to brought into the family fnim. Bimtim salomar. Again, the Gemara says, timahol v'nafak nafak. Once you went out, and if you bring it in afterwards, it's pasul. Hizami daman ala prochet. Votziyah lemizbeach. If he did the matnot dam, not only lifnei lifnim in the ben apadim by the aron, he also does the matnot dam. They have to be done into the parochet. Then it says v'otziyol mizbeach. The kohen gadol now has to walk outside the mizbeach hazahav in order to do the matnot dam of the mizbeach hazahav. So he walks outside the mizbeach v'yichnisam, and then he brings them back inside. He brings it back inside to the towards the parochet. Mao. Haba badai chad makom. Over here, it's clearly one space. You're still in the Eichal. Beforehand, you were in the Eichal. Now you're still in the Eichal. Just where you are relative to the Mizbeach. Are you between the Mizbeach and the Parochet? Are you outside the Mizbeach? So you walked outside the Mizbeach. Now you walk back in. But it's the same place. It's not Poso. Odoma. It's Yak Rinanbe. The Torah requires you to be Yatzal Mizbeach. Hashem Lifnei Hashem. You have to walk outside the Mizbeach. Outside the Mizbeach says that once you walked outside the Mizbeach, walking inside the Mizbeach is Svob Mikomo anymore. The Mar leaves that as a Teiku. If you brought the blood back in, we don't know what the din would be in that instance. Okay, we'll stop over here.